It's the last thing I expected to hear on the phone 3 days before Christmas at 8:30 in the morning. Mam is dead. The thoughts of what had to be bought, cooked, wrapped or delivered evaporated. The ritual watery shaves and teeth brushing weren't even contemplated as I made my way to my car. Thankfully, it was a Saturday and the roads were clear. Arriving to the house and bounding up the stairs, I found what was relayed on the phone to me to be true. Her words that I had heard many, many times from her wise lips echoed around the room. Death is very final, son, and so it is. There was also an uncanny deep sense of God's presence in those moments. There was heartbreak and that awful cold silence of death, but God was present. God had come to visit my mother, and this time he had taken her with him. Yes, it was Christmas, and yes, it was not the perfect time to lose one's mother, but God had spoken. She listened, heard and responded as she always did. This was annunciation, visitation and incarnation run into one swift second. It was the entire mystery of Christmas on display before me, but in the most jagged and heart-rending way. We spread events over the table of time, but for God it is but one and the same moment. We cannot begin to get inside this thinking, as we are but human in being, nature and understanding. Yet Christmas tells us that he became like each one of us, so that we in turn can become like him in the selfsame being, nature and understanding. Mam's death was the Christmas mystery that lies beyond tinsel and lights but lives in carols, Bible and liturgy. This was and is Christmas in its most wonderful manifestation, despite its dreadful hurt and inconvenience.